With Rob Ellis, I'm Glenn Macnow, 94 WIP. Oh, you know, Rob, we talked earlier about a couple big losses in showbiz, the passing of Tony Sirico, the passing of James Caan, and yesterday I got Twitter notification of the passing of Larry Storch, F-Troop.
Oh.
Were you an F-Troop kid?
No. I'm not sure I've ever seen an episode of F-Troop.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's a little before your time, I guess.
A lot of the shows I would catch in reruns, too, ones that were a little bit ahead of my time. I don't quite remember F-Troop as much in syndication.
It was really stupid. F-Troop was of the kind of Gilligan's Island, Beverly Hillbillies level of dumb humor.
Right.
But, you know, which is not to say necessarily bad, because in my life I have watched both Gilligan's Islands and the Beverly Hillbillies. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of old black and white. I think it started black and white and went color during the run. But Larry Storch was a guy who played like the goofy, nutty, dumb guy.
Right.
And when I went to Palm Springs and Hollywood a couple of years ago, I walked the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and he had a star. And I remember posting, like, this guy's got a star on Hollywood? And I got so much blowback of, like, what are you kidding? He's one of the best actors ever, one of the best shows.
Really?
But since you've never seen it, I don't really need to pursue it.
I just looked him up. He went to high school with Don Adams.
Wow.
They went to DeWitt Clinton High School in the Bronx with Don Adams.
Bet they had a pretty good senior play.
Yeah. 99 years old. This guy had a run, man.
He had a good run. With Agarn? Was that his name in F-Troop?
Oh, God.
Corporal Agarn?
Okay. Let's see.
Not important.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, the Paulie Walnuts got me last night. And then, you know, Caan a couple of days earlier. There were some tough ones. Some tough blows.
Yeah, I guess we don't put Larry Storch in there.
Was he in Godfather 2 or 1? I think he played one of Fredo's friends.
Yeah, he doesn't make the pantheon of the greats.
Not quite.
No. All right. So you've been doing some work looking at some overs and unders. Mm-hmm. For the Eagles this coming season, and let's spend a couple minutes enjoying that.
Yeah, so I set these myself. This is not
Oh, the Rob. Oh, okay. Like this. Okay. All right. I'm in.
So I'll give you like a baseline, so you know where you're coming from last year to where I'm setting it for this year. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's start with Miles Sanders. Now, keep in mind, this was only in 12 games. He missed 5 games. He rushed for 754 yards. He did not score a touchdown, Glenn. Did you realize that?
I remember. Because I remember it was an issue at the time, because he's a guy who could break a long one.
Yeah, home run hitter for sure. An average, 5 yards per carry. But, all right, 750 yards, 0 touchdowns in 12 games. I'm going to advance that to 950 yards and 4 touchdowns for 2022.
I'm going to go over on the touchdowns. What'd you say, 975?
950. 950 and 4 TDs.
I'm going to go under on the yards because I think they're going to spread the ball around a lot. And I think Kenneth Gainwell, I'm not sure if he's going to be one of the guys you're going to talk about, but I think Kenneth Gainwell is going to become more a part of it.
Okay. I would concur with the yards and the touchdowns. In my reasoning for the yards is simply because I think they're going to throw more, and I think the ball is just going to be spread around a little bit more than it was last year. Like, had he stayed healthy for all 17, he's over 1,000, right? And
especially when they really went to the run.
Yeah, finding the end zone a couple of times. But they don't have Jordan Howard unless they pick him up again and grab him off the scrap heap again. But, yeah, they could spread it around more to Gainwell and Boston Scott, frankly, from early on. And it's contract year for him, so keep that in mind, too, in terms of productivity. All right, let's jump to Devontae Smith. 64 catches, 916 yards for 5 touchdowns. That's what he had last year. 64, 916, and 5.
Not bad for a rookie. Not bad at all.
Not bad when you were the guy on the outside that they were looking to stop, too, with not a lot of help.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to jump ahead. I'm not going to raise the catches a ton, and we'll get to why in a second, but I have him at 70 catches, 1,000 yards on the nose, and 7 touchdowns. 70, 1,000, 7.
These are good numbers. You're not making it easy. By the way, I need to tell people that this hour is sponsored by Meridian Bank. Business banking at its best. Visit them at meridianbanker.com. There's a lot of guys, and there's one football, as they say, but I think he's going to emerge, and I'm going to go over.
Oh, all three. Okay, I like that.
I think Devontae is going to be a Pro Bowler this year, and would you have it at 1,000 yards?
Yeah, 1,000, right on the nose.
I think he's going to have 1,000. Who's the last receiver on the Eagles to have a 1,000-yard season?
Did Macklin go over 1,000?
I was thinking it was Macklin. Was there been nobody since Macklin? I'll look it up. You go with the next category.
Right. Yeah, and I look. I think that Devontae Smith can get six more catches for sure. But here's the rub. AJ Brown is now a part of this team, and you look at AJ Brown and keep in mind, Glenn, this was 13 games. Okay, he missed 4 games last year. 63 catches, 869 yards, and 5 touchdowns. So he had one less catch. 40 less yards, approximately, and the same amount of touchdowns in 4 less games did A.J. Brown for the Titans with, an okay quarterback in Tannehill, but nothing special. So that said, let's go to this year for A.J. Let's go with 75 catches, again 1,000 yards, and let's go 8 touchdowns for A.J. Brown.
Boy, it's
tough. I mean, you can have 2,000 yard receivers.
I know that. Boy, that would be something. By the way, the last receiver, if you want to include it, to have 1,000 yards, of course, was Zach Ertz when he had that great year in 2018.
Yeah, I've been thinking tight end. Yeah.
The last wide receiver to have 1,000 yards was, I think, it was Macklin in 2014. I'm looking.
It's a long time.
Sean did in 2013. Yeah, in 2015, Jordan Matthews had 997.
Oh, was he that close?
They should have found him on.
Come on. Yeah. Do the guy a favor, man.
Yeah, get him there. Boy, you should do this professionally. give me it again.
So I went.
Because it's tough to have two 1,000-yard receivers, something I'm kind of looking this up. I don't know if they've ever had that.
No, I mean, I look, 75 catches, 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns.
I will say under on the TDs, over on the yards, right around there on the catch.
Yeah, I would.
But over on the yards, under on the touchdowns.
This would.
Which is just, I mean, touchdowns is sometimes just,
Yeah, it's almost like a wins and losses for a pitcher. Sometimes you can't, but whatever. It's not a big measuring stick. Yards and catches and targets as well, because it means you're open and yards per catch. But, that's the beauty of this. I mean, they have the potential to have a killer 1-2 on the outside with a really good tight end.
Yeah.
Goddard's sort of an afterthought.
And some depth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, I mentioned Gainwell. I'm hoping that Gainwell produces in the area for which they drafted him, which is catching passes out of the backfield.
Yeah.
Which Sanders has regressed at. Sanders was very good at that, I thought, in his rookie season.
Yeah.
And then he really regressed. The Brian Westbrooks, this team, the Deuce Staleys, this team has always had running backs who could catch the ball.
Agree. It's get him in
Ricky
space.
Waters.
Yeah, he's deadly in space.
Yeah.
But you're right. The knock on Sanders coming out of Penn State was he doesn't catch the ball well enough. And then his rookie year, you said, no, this dude just didn't get the chance. He's catching the ball. And then I don't know what – he's a curious guy. Miles Sanders, in general. It's a big year for him. That's
keep waiting
for
that greatness.
You do. All right, let's jump to Hurts here, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
2021, baseline. He had 3,144 passing yards, 16 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Now, keep in mind, he also rushed for 784 yards, and 10. He had 10 rushing touchdowns, Glenn.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go with the passing numbers. I have him at 3,500 passing yards.
Over.
Okay.
I'm going 4,000.
20 TDs. That's a leap of 4 from last year.
Over.
Okay. Rushing yards, I said I dropped it to 608 rushing touchdowns.
Under.
Under.
Under on the yards.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think the plan, I hope. Look, you never want to take away his legs because they keep defenses honest, mm-hmm. but you know that running quarterback, sooner or later, it's not going to work out. So I would like to believe that Nick Sirianni's plan is, okay, look, now I have this guy that you can throw it to, this guy you can hand it to, this, the other guy you can throw it to out of the backfield. You don't have to run. ditch it off to your tight end. So I'm going to say 4,000 yards he's going to throw for. 25 touchdowns he's going to throw for. Would you had 20 as the number?
Yes, 20.
25 he's going to throw
for. Okay, that's a 9 TD leap. I like it.
And he's going to rush for under 600 yards.
How about TDs? He had 10 last year. I set it at 8.
Well, I might even go over, or it's like right around. I wouldn't bet that proposition.
That's a stay away.
Well, because I think that he's still, you know, it's third and goal at the one. I trust him to get in. So I think he's going to get his share of touchdowns. Even if he has far fewer carries, I think he'll get a good number of touchdowns because he can do that.
Okay. I'm going to set it at a push. He's going to get 8 touchdowns rushing.
All right. So how do people reach your bookie operation?
At R. Ellis Sports.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. And watch the TV show when football season starts up. Odds on.
That's always a good
CBS
show.
CBS 3.
Yeah. I plan to start an account.
Thank
you.
Have it.
All right, let's get TR in here. Hey, TR, what's going on? TR. Why are people doing this to us today, Rob?
I don't know what's going on.
They're there, and then somehow they're not there.
I think, Glenn, it's feeding into your short attention span with how people watch games. That's how they wait on hold.
He just wants the highlights of our show.
That's right. He wants the podcast.
Full 3 hours of the show.
Exactly.
He loses.
Yes.
215-592-9494. We'll work on a couple of things here before we leave, as well as we go to our producer, Kyle Quinn, for what we forgot to talk about. And then Tom Kelly is doing leading off today, taking you up to Phillies Cardinals. Hey, the summer heat means it's that time of year to crank up the AC again, keep your home cooling more efficiently, and to help you save on high energy bills, I suggest you go Guida and finally replace your old drafty, inefficient windows and doors with the great people at Guida Door and Window. Right now, Guida is offering the best discounts of the year with their big 40% off summer sale on all expertly installed windows and doors. You receive 40% off each window you buy. That's right, 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient, triple-pane windows. And you receive 40% off of any door, including insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, get your project started today with no money down. Pay it off interest-free for up to 18 full months. All prior sales exclude.